So here we are and the system is broke. American dream has gone up in smoke. So stop sitting there all broken hearted. Let's get this motherfucking party started. Lady Liberty is ringing a bell, and we're driving us straight into hell. But don't worry, we got what you need.
Welcome, everyone, to the A Better Way to A podcast. I'm your host, Jordan. Today, we have Jeffrey Asmus, who is one of my recent favorite comedians. I see you popping up all... For a while, I wasn't following you, and I've just started following everyone I think is, like, super funny. And you came up a bunch, and I forget what joke... Well, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Glad to do it.
I found you, and my first impression was you were talking about, you mentioned something about capitalism, and I was like, oh, that's a word you don't usually hear in comedy, or like,
yeah, that's right.
I know, you know, comedy's born off of serious topics, and like, tragedy plus time equals humor, and like, but that's kind of like one of those things that it's hard to joke about. Like the way things are right now.
The world right now is tough to pick away at for sure.
But you do a fucking awesome job, man. Like your most recent video or one of them where you're in New York and you're talking about how it was like an IBM town.
Binghamton, poor Binghamton, New York.
Yeah,
it's a tragic place. We had a good time. Dude. The people were great, but. I didn't know about it till I got there, and they were telling me they got fucked over. This town got destroyed by IBM.
But we have such cases.
Computer chip, so it's worth it. It's all worth it because we have good computer. They all have like five legs, but we get good fast computers. Everyone there has cancer. It's insane. It's wild.
That's fucked, dude. Yeah. I live in Connecticut, and like there's a ton around me where it used to be. There's skeletons of manufacturing all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Like old mill buildings that if you're lucky get turned into like
a brewery.
Unaffordable apartments.
Or an IPA factory. They're always breweries. Something about factories and breweries. They have this weird symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, it's like, you know, 100 years ago, people were getting drunk and building things there. And now, 100
now
years later, we're getting drunk
and building. Yeah. Yeah. We're all just unemployed getting drunk now. No one has any money. Yeah.
Exactly. But I just thought it was funny that like, It's super relevant. I like people who joke about relevant shit. Like there's plenty of stuff to joke about that doesn't actually affect anybody, but like laughing at having a dark sense of humor is something that I've always appreciated with people. Like friends, as soon as they joke about something, like I have a friend of mine who's got a dead dad. He has a bumper sticker on his car that says, "Let me merge. My dad is dead."
Oh yeah. There we go. A guy who's open about it. Instead of the guy who like just drinks silently and you're like, why does he do that? Oh, his dad's dead. He doesn't talk about it. You like the guy who's open about it. That's not bad.
I appreciate one way more than the other. And
yeah,
you know,
exactly. The guy who bottles it up forever and does jujitsu for some reason. Like you just tell us your dad's dead, man. It's okay. Fun.
Yeah. Anyway, I love your content, man. I think that it is poignant. It is very like it's nice to laugh about shit that you don't normally laugh about.
Right. But see, it's in today's world, it's kind of tough to ignore it. Like some people just go up there and I don't know, they talk about like butter or toast for an hour, and I'm like, there's some crazy shit happening. I don't know, kind of. I feel like a fraud if I wouldn't talk about it a little bit at least.
I feel you, dude.
I still do like goofy, pointless jokes too, but like a little bit of it's got to be about. I mean, it's the craziest time in American history, probably. So, gotta say something.
It makes you wonder, like, where. So, all right, we've got to talk about this. So, for context, everyone listening to this right now is gonna like blow their head off because I probably mentioned this like at least once an episode for whatever reason, but. I'm a firefighter full time. I love 9/11 jokes. Like I think 9/11 jokes are, if it's a good one, it's like, I also grew up Jewish and I like good Jewish jokes.
Like, okay. Oh, wow. There we go. That's some fun ones there. You like 9/11 because you planned it. Yeah. Right. Of course. You like
Exactly.
Yeah, you did it. You got to be proud of your work. Yeah.
My resume started in 2001 before I even entered the job.
Exactly. That's plan 9/11. Awesome. That's why I'm applicable to be a firefighter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, I mean, naturally.
Yeah.
And my point, though, like, I love that shit. And I find that it's very hit or miss, especially at work. I know I have friends.
A 9/11 joke at a fire ladder. That sounds like you could rub some people the wrong way. I remember I did a 9/11 joke in Long Island, and that's not the place to do it. I didn't.
Oh, there's still
that's the one place where I've like felt actual animosity for a 9/11. In Manhattan, no one really seems to care, but in Long Island, they like care about New York more than New Yorkers do. It's a strange thing.
That's wild.
They really got like, it ruined the show. It ruined the entire show.
Holy shit.
They were done. It was, I can't remember where in Long Island, but they were done. Because I guess most of the firefighters came from Long Island. I didn't know that. I guess that's what someone told me.
I didn't know that either.
Or they lived in Long Island. A lot of them commute and stuff. Yeah, I think it might be something like that.
That, I guess, makes more sense because they probably can't afford to live in the city.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's probably it.
What was the joke? Do you remember?
I don't. It was something like people, when I say I'm from Minnesota, people will be like, oh, yeah, you betcha. Oh, yeah. Like, say Minnesota stuff. Like, I don't do that to someone who says they're from Manhattan. I'm not like, oh, no, the towers are falling or something like that.
It's so stupid, but it's like, it's, you gotta laugh. Like, I don't know. I understand if people have like trauma associated with certain things.
Oh yeah. I get when people are offended by jokes. I actually think it's good to be offended by some things. It shows you have a soul. It's people
and
who are like, some people who are like, nothing offends me. I'm like, well, you probably don't have any morals. That's probably why. You should.
Those people are the people that tend to get offended by the jokes that are like really personal, or like the ones that are like making fun of their particular political candidate.
Exactly. They're the ones who get mad at a Charlie Kirk joke, but they're not, they've never been offended by anything until then.
No. Yeah.
But then
they've been joking
mad
about like choking George Floyd for 5 years, but God
but
forbid
then
you
suddenly
make
this neo-Nazi gets killed and it's the worst thing that's ever happened in the world. Yeah.
I saw the day after Charlie Kirk got shot, I saw a meme of the Manhattan city skyline with two Charlie Kirks and a bullet.
That's funny. Yeah, there were
two
some
birds
wild,
with one stone.
There were some wild memes the couple days after that. There were some men who were having a lot of fun making those memes. That was
man. We had a wild time because I went camping that weekend. And just before I went camping that weekend, I posted a pretty milquetoast take saying, like, you know, we don't condone violence. Nobody deserves this. Andrew's here.
I'm here.
Let's go. Your chest hair looks like your hair on the top, too. It's like the same level. It's the same pattern of hair right here and
here.
I like that.
The chest hair on
camera it's like curly and wispy
thing right here. That's wild.
There's like a little break right here,
and then it gets
that's
going.
Nice of it.
And then it gets going. Yeah. Wow,
Jordan's
like
seen my back. Jordan, you've seen my back hair, right?
I have seen your back hair. Okay. It's similar to the chest hair. I would say identical.
We'll save that reveal for the next season of the podcast.
There you go. Oh yeah.
Oh no, Andrew, you came in on the right time. We were just talking about Charlie Kirk jokes.
There we go.
I was saying that we posted a pretty milquetoast take, I thought, saying essentially like, we don't condone violence, nobody deserves to get shot for like free speech, but it takes a crazy amount of hubris to make a career out of pissing people off and like dehumanizing people,
sure,
and to not expect anyone to ever try something.
Right, right. If any, you can say whatever you want, but if someone else gets mad, oh my God.
Yeah, now it's a war on free speech.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was crazy.
You know, and like that was, I went camping that weekend and I was getting death threats. at that weekend.
Because you because of the crabs.
Because I also posted crab emojis.
Yeah, so you posted the.
What's the crab? What's the significance of the crab?
Oh God,
it's you ever see like the crab dance? I say I mean the page did.
Crab rave.
Yeah, yeah. That what's it's like that meme of the crab dancing.
Yeah, the crab rave.
Oh, okay.
So you post a crab emoji as a reference to the crab rave video, which is celebrating when something, you know, ostensibly terrible has happened.
Right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That'll get you.
And it was, you know, I would call a not a smart business decision. But
but you need to do that sometimes though. You want to go viral. You gotta poke the bear.
Yeah, it's humbling.
Oh, it went viral. Yeah.
Somebody sent an email to my boss. And,
oh really? Oh, they were going after you hard.
Yeah,
dude, it was shit.
Yeah. Luckily, like we live in America and like you know, it's we have well.
You got arguable. You had a good boss.
Whether or not he's good, we have the First Amendment.
Right.
Because it was not at work. They were like, because it's a municipal job, I'm assuming has a part to do with it. And it's also union.
Also,
so that,
you can't prove who actually logged on to the page and posted that. So, you know.
Right.
No, we have multiple contributors. It
could have been just a random guy.
Yeah, we're not throwing anyone under the bus here. But,
random.
Could have been any random firefighter in Connecticut. Could have been anyone. Yeah.
But point being, goofy as fuck, you make jokes about George Floyd, Michael Brown, these people who
they had like
for
TikTok
years
dances they were doing the do the Floyd. They were like, I'm from Minnesota. They were doing that shit. They were like,
do you remember the cops in New York wearing I Can Breathe shirts?
Yeah, the I Can Breathe shirts. Oh, yeah. But then now it's all violence and it's the worst thing of all time. Of course. Very strange.
It's wild, man. Do you?
I don't do Charlie Kirk justice. Like, I think that's like the one thing where like I will get shot.
Yeah,
like I was just saying, I get it. I was just in Florida and they're like, we have open carry at the club. People have a gun for sure in their pocket. I'm like, well, I'm not going to do the Charlie.
I'm not going to die in Jacksonville.
If I die in Jacksonville,
so
here's
the trick. When you do your Charlie Kirk joke, you need to have your gun pointed at the audience. And be like, I'm doing the Charlie Kirk segment now. No one make any sudden moves.
Yeah. Anyone who reaches for their pocket fucking gets it. Yeah.
I will practice my First and Second Amendment rights on stage. Thank you very much.
At the same time. Yeah.
At the same time. Do you ever claim, this is actually a Patreon question from our buddy Tim. How often do you encounter people who claim to like edgy or dark jokes, but then like recoil at your comedy because it doesn't like lampoon their expected targets?
All the time. I get so many guys with profile pictures that are trucks get mad at me. I feel like that's the type of guy. I'll have like a profile picture of a truck and it says like, freedom ain't free with the Bible verse, Isaiah chapter 6:25.
It's got like
and then,
the patriotic frame around the picture.
Exactly. And then I say like,
I stand for kids with cancer.
Yeah.
Right. And then I say like, Kamala isn't the Antichrist. I'm like, I don't even like her, but I don't think she's the Antichrist. They're like, you fucking retarded bitch. I fucking hate you. You fucking idiot. Oh my God. And they lose their mind.
Because
everyone's offended. It's this idea that liberals are more offended is insane. Everyone has things that they don't like to hear talked about.
Yeah,
but they just want to admit it.
Yeah,
like there are things I don't like to talk about. We all have them.
I feel like I get more flack from conservatives as someone who kind of has like a lot of like middle of the road kind of piss everybody off opinions. I feel like I get more flack from conservatives.
Definitely nowadays.
Yeah.
I think in the last like 2 or 3 years, it's shifted. It used to be liberals, maybe like 2013, 2018, but after COVID, they lost their mind.
Yeah.
Where did this thing happen where like conservatives took cancel culture over? Like,
I think they really always did.
I think they always did.
They always kind of had their finger on the trigger, I think.
Yeah.
You think so?
Like they got like Sinead O'Connor. Remember her in the 90s?
That was conservative. Yeah.
That was
book
a liberal
banning,
matter.
Book burning.
Well,
go back as far as fucking rock and roll on vinyl, dude. Like, yeah, right. Conservatives were canceling people.
Getting mad at the Beatles for saying they're bigger than Jesus. Like, that was conservative.
Yeah.
Elvis's
That's a good point.
Was hip hop lyrics is conservative. Yeah. It's always been them. They just are. They're better at propaganda. They just know how to. They're really good at propaganda. I got to get
100%. They're better at it. Organizing in general. Like I've noticed, and that's like
because they don't have morals, so they don't like. They can be hypocrites. They don't care.
I was thinking about recently was that like liberals, not necessarily leftists, but like liberals have this like idea, whether they believe it or not, but they have this idea that they kind of wear publicly that they are like the arbiters of like truth. And so they do try to be like honest and they do try to be like, you know, they try to like engage in good faith. And I feel like a lot of conservatives just don't.
No, like liberals will apologize if they do something wrong, which is so, like when Al Franken got caught honking the woman while she was asleep. It's like, that's what got him kicked out of the Senate. Like you look at other things people do. And he did nothing, but he apologized and looked like a weak bitch. So then they got him out. Everyone else is like raping teenagers and no one cares.
Yeah, they just don't give a shit.
They're literally going on vacations to do it.
Yeah, and
their constituents know that. And as long as they're also harming some sort of like out group that the constituents are like dead set against, then they'll overlook
as long
it.
As they kill a trans person every election period, they'll be fine.
Dude, I have a family member who is like a hardcore Trump dude, and like, but to a fault, I mean, yeah, obviously, but like,
there's no way to do that. It's not fault. To a fault.
No,
no, but like in a bad way though.
But in like a bad way, not in like a fun way. Ha ha! Like, he's funny.
He likes does Trump.
So he's Jewish, also, and when the alligator Alcatraz thing came out, I was like, hey. So like this is essentially a concentration camp. Like they're being held without due process. Like people are dying. And like, are you cool with that? Like, are you cool with people going into concentration camps? And he literally said something along the lines of like, depends on who.
Right.
And
you can't just give it away like that, dude.
That's crazy.
Straight dude. It's in text.
You're
it's in writing.
To lie like, about it.
No, he didn't. But that's the thing.
Right. Like if it's a Guatemalan who wants to work at Home Depot, they deserve to die. They deserve. They're evil. That's evil.
I mean, that's just morals.
Anyone
you know,
who wants to work at Home Depot, they're working for an evil corporation. That's why I hate them. That's why I hate them.
You and I, we're not the same.
Yeah, exactly. That shit is crazy. That people. Well, but you forget there were a lot of capos. There were a lot of. The people who worked with the Nazis. Yeah. So like, it's the same thing over again.
Yeah, I get called. I get called anti-Semitic probably on a weekly basis and then when I mention I'm Jewish, they call me a capo
immediately.
And I'm like, or I could
it's
just
so
not want to see
a,
like
they were going to call you anti-Semitic because they thought you weren't Jewish and they found out you're Jewish, you're a capo, like you were going to lose matter what.
I'm already labeled.
You had no
like,
chance.
I like to sorry I didn't sign up to see like dead kids on my racism app. That's not.
I know.
Every day.
Every single day.
God forbid that makes you feel a way about a place.
Yeah.
And people there.
Yeah. And like, it's been even more since the ceasefire. It's like just crazy. Yeah.
Like, what was up with that? BB's like, oh, we're going to ceasefire. And then he's like, but.
But not if there's some really good targets.
Yeah, right. Oh, for sure.
You think he's like a fat kid without like a dessert, and there's just like finger marks in the frosting everywhere.
It's like
you said, you wouldn't
remade this. We just remade this for the third time.
Yeah.
No, there was one recently. One of their bulldozers hit unexploded ordnance. Which, if you're familiar with who's firing the ordnance, that's Israeli ordnance that landed and didn't detonate. Israeli bulldozer was bulldozing some poor fucking Palestinian's home, hit the unexploded ordnance, killed the driver. Israel comes
out.
Which
also, why are they still bulldozing homes?
Who knows? Well,
because
that's not a gun. They didn't have to stop the bulldozers. the fucking, you know, thank God the bulldozer driver was evaporated. So that's cool. But then Netanyahu comes out with, the whole government comes out with this, like, we're being attacked. We're being attacked again. They broke the ceasefire and they start bombing. And then like hours later, the White House, you know, fucking Trump's White House is like, hey, just so you know what happened. We saw what happened. Like, you know,
like they actually called them out, which was kind of crazy, honestly.
And they were That's like, you know what?
Israel's gone beyond the pale. Even Trump's like, cut it out, man.
And so, like, the greatest surveillance state of all time was like, we made a mistake. Sorry. Thank you for telling us.
Yeah, we have cameras watching their cameras. They forget that we're watching them too.
We have cameras watching their AI machine gun cameras.
Watching just their little quadcopters or whatever they got.
God.
Yeah, those things, that's crazy. All that AI surveillance stuff. Not good.
It is nuts, man. All I want is, all I wanted AI to be, like when I first heard it, was like a Google machine.
Just a better Google,
A and better Google, like, maybe not a shittier like, Google.
They made it worse. Yeah. They made Google worse.
They made it worse. And not, it's just like, here's Martin Luther King rapping wet ass pussy. And it's like, I didn't need that. No one wanted
There's some stuff though. Like I'm of two minds, like inside me, there are two wolves and they're both drunk, but I hate AI for like what it is and what it's doing, what it does to the economy and what it does to the environment and what it's going to do to jobs. But then I see a video of a fat what the fuck's the vice president's name?
JD Vance.
Couch fucker.
JD Vance like skateboarding down a street and getting fucking hit by a car and yeeted across the intersection or like did you see the fat?
I guess they can do anything now. Yeah,
dude, I saw a JD Vance video where he's crawling on a wet public bathroom floor under the stall, and he's like, "Please and thank you, please and thank you."
Oh, no.
And dude, it's so fucking funny. Like, it's so hard not to laugh at that. But then I'm like,
he creeps me out no matter what the scenario.
I know.
What poor wetland something. Was drained to cool the fucking data center where that meme was made.
I know.
Lake Powell is gone now. it is really, isn't it like they said they're going to run out of drinking water in the Midwest in like 5 years if they keep building the data centers? I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. That shit happens like, it's been happening like, I mean, California's water supply is
gone.
It's like, gone. I didn't know that, know to this, but it comes from like one place.
It's all owned by those, they own the like all the pistachios. It's this family.
Yes.
It's this wild. Yes. It's this weird billion. Somehow they own the water in California. I don't quite understand how, but
yeah. And because of that, like it's, I remember watching a short documentary on it and being like, what the fuck is this? Like they divert water to grow pistachios. And then like, you've got this cascading effect of just like horrible side effects that happened from not having water, wildfires.
Because I'm from Minnesota, like by Lake Superior, there was a huge controversy in the 90s because California wanted to build a tunnel to take our water away. And they didn't end up doing it, but they almost did. And my parents, if you say California, they have like a look of visceral disgust to this day. Like,
we'll kill
Tommy
them.
Foreign.
Yeah, because how dare they?
I agree.
How dare they? That's our water.
Also, you don't have to live in it. Yeah. They didn't have to live in a desert. Like, California shouldn't be so populated. It's like a
Bro, I went
desert.
To school in Phoenix, Arizona, so don't even...
Oh, Phoenix is crazy. Oh, Phoenix is... That's a... That's
it's melting. It's melting. The whole thing is coming apart.
Crazy, really?
I'm such a fucking boomer. I saw a photo. I don't even know if it's real. Of a fucking, it could be AI. I don't know. Of a shopping cart left out in on a parking lot at outside of a grocery store, and it just like melted. Like not like red hot melted, but like enough.
Was it a plastic one or a metal one?
That's a great question. I didn't check. I assumed it was metal.
Either one.
But I also
crazy.
Didn't check if it was AI.
I mean, either way, that's
crazy. My fucking media literacy is in the toilet.
But it's like 120. That makes sense. It's 120 for 3 months straight every year. I hate. You grew up in Phoenix?
No, I went to school there. I was there for like 5 years.
Oh, okay. Phoenix is bleak. That's a bleak town.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Because it's so new. There's no culture. There's no like...
Oh, that's like...
Yeah.
There's no unifying like city trait. It's just like a brand new thing we created.
It's a crucible. It burns away all the things about you that you don't need and leaves only consumerism.
Yeah, it is. Wow. That's great. It is just bland consumerism. It's just, I like golf and I like Chipotle.
Now that I think about it, the things that I miss about Arizona are all, other than like going out in the desert and shooting guns and drinking beer.
That would be fun.
It's like specific like shops and restaurants that I miss. You know,
I'm sure there is some culture. Phoenix is where the only place I really got to shoot.
Yeah, it's
guns.
Mexican.
I got to shoot like a ton of guns with like a fan of mine a couple of years ago at like a gun range. Yeah. I like shot like some shotguns as a kid, but he took me. This guy had an arsenal. I got to keep his number for when shit popped off. He had like a Desert Eagle, like all these machine guns. That was a good time. That's enlightening. Fun.
If you like shooting guns, it's a great place to go because you can go. There's Casa Grande with the LZ Pearson range. There used to be, I can't remember the name of it. There's one in Buckeye, but I think it closed. But there's like a shit ton of BLM land that if there's no fire risk, you can just go. You can just set up shop anywhere with a backstop and shoot.
Oh, really? Oh, you can just go out there? Oh, wow. That's cool. Right. We had to go in like some shopping mall.
Yeah.
I was in like a strip mall next to a Cold Stone Creamery shooting a Desert Eagle off. Yeah.
They had a range like in the mall. Like,
it was in a strip mall. It was right there. Yeah.
There's like, I went to like four or five different ranges regularly, just depending on like where I was when I like was like, I want to go shoot a gun.
Right. It was pretty, they took it pretty seriously. The guys were like very strict with the rules, but it was weird being like, you could bring in your Cold Stone Creamery and just keep it next to your gun as you shot. Yeah.
that's like a whole litany of health concerns that just come to mind, but
I feel like it's while you shoot guns.
No, I wasn't dipping into my cake batter ice cream. No, can't do that.
Take my lead ice cream from my cold dead hands.
The lead from the gunpowder makes the ice cream even sweeter.
That's true. Lead tastes
Is
good.
Lead sweet?
We're eating it every day. I don't know.
That's what the Romans wrote about it. I've never had lead.
Did they really?
They
said lead made things sweet.
Yeah, they said that the water, because there were lead lined pipes in Rome. Lead is a really good waterproofing.
Uh-huh.
So they would put together these clay pipes, and on the joints they would line them with lead. And anywhere that it would leak, they would just, you know, because it moves, it becomes liquid at so low temperature, you can just heat it up a little bit. You know, you can heat it up with like a burning stick and like rub it on something where it's leaking and you know, it's good waterproofing. The problem is that it also leaches. So, you know, water runs across it constantly. It's always picking up lead from the flashing. And they said, you know, back then, because they didn't know it poisoned your brain, they were like, you know, in Rome, the water is sweeter because of the lead in the pipes. And that was like a feature. That was something they bragged about until they all lost their goddamn minds.
Is that why they all went crazy? Maybe.
That's one of the theories, you know.
Really?
Seriously.
It's like the lead in the atmosphere from leaded gasoline is attributed to like a lot of like social breakdown all around the world, the like crime wave in America, like all kinds
of
stuff.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Because of leaded gasoline? Because they used to have that to like the 60s or something like that.
True facts, man.
Really? Damn. Okay.
Jeffrey, I've had this like theory. It's not my theory, but it's a theory that I've like subscribed to and said
you've
is
made
my
it your own.
I made this. That I whenever I come across like a boomer or someone slightly younger that has an opinion or a take on something that's just like absolutely fucking bonkers. Instead of trying to understand where they came from, like what their lived experiences were, which is typically what I try to do, I just say, "Oh, it's the lead paint. It was the lead paint."
Lead paint. I mean, it might be.
It's a good bet.
Lead exposure as a child.
All these seven syllable long chemicals in the cereal we ate as kids. I'm sure it did something to my brain.
Oh yeah,
that's probably why my mom can't tell that. She'll send me a picture of Ronald Reagan and Whitney Houston hugging, and it's clearly AI, but she's like, I didn't know they were friends. It's probably because of the lead, I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's the lead.
She can't tell. Yeah, they've lost their. These poor boomers weren't equipped for Facebook.
They weren't prepared. No,
they weren't taught just like, how to use it.
It's I don't crazy. Feel like Man, I'm prepared.
I don't know what Skibidi is. They don't know what AI does. Yeah. Like
they have no idea. My mom, my parents got Facebook. They used to be pretty rational people, but social media destroyed their brains for sure.
Yeah,
they can't tell like, if a news. They can't tell if like a link they click on is so obviously, it's just like not real.
Yeah. Just, yeah, I don't know what
like,
it is.
An article from dieliberaldie.com. Like, oh, what?
Did you read this?
Kamala's living on the flat moon? I don't know. What? they just can't. Just, they don't know anything.
My dad was showing my daughter this video of this dog that was like taller than a man. And he's like, look at how big this dog is. Like, what kind of dog is that? And I was like, Dad, that dog is bigger than a human man, an adult male. And he's like, it's crazy, right? I'm like, it fucking is. Because it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real,
it's
Dad.
It's literally unbelievable.
How have I never seen this my entire life before AI existed? Huh? They never got a picture of this massive dog? Wouldn't it be in every movie? You think that would be in every movie, a dog bigger than a human? No.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, that breed.
Critical thinking it's really gone. No one takes like a 60 seconds to just sit back and be like, well, what big dog that big? Like, well, they don't think about, no one takes any time to think a full thought anymore. It's tragic.
But it's
honestly.
Like, I don't even know what it is, but it's like my dad came over because he just got DirecTV and they told him he needed the app. And he's like, how do I get the app? And I was like, well, how have you downloaded every app on your phone? And he's like, well, the app store. I was like, have you tried going to that and searching for it? He's like, well, no, I just didn't know. And I was like,
why are you asking me?
He'll be like, Gen Z are weak and pathetic and helpless.
Yeah. I know, like, kids nowadays, they complain about everything. Why is my phone not turned on that I haven't charged in 6 days?
If you just want to talk to me, like your son, like if you just want to talk to me because I'm your son, you can just talk to me. You don't have to ask me stupid questions that can piss me off. You know?
True. We can just have a relationship. We can have a relationship.
Like, yeah, you can just be like, hey, how's it going? And be like, it's, you know, up and down.
Dude, the funniest thing that's like funny/not funny thing that I thought I would never be doing in my mid-30s is going to therapy with my mother.
Oh, wow. Dang,
bro,
that's
like,
cause fun.
I do it for my daughter because I want to have a normal relationship with my mom. Yeah. And that involves me unfucking a lot of the shit that happened, like, that my mom is responsible for.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. The first time we went, it was like, felt very productive. And then at the end of it, she goes, the therapist goes, so let's schedule our next appointment. And my mom goes, next appointment?
Haven't we cured this?
I thought we
haven't
finished the therapy.
Yeah. She's like, aren't we good now? And I was like, Mom, do you know if it, she, so mind you, she's been going to this therapist for years.
Yeah.
And I told her once, I was like, Mom, what is your therapist? We had a problem about something. And I was like, what's your therapist say about this? And she's like, oh, I don't ever talk about you in therapy. And I was like,
that's so much deeper than
I'm in
therapy
because of you.
That's so funny. Yeah, we don't bring up the big issues in my life, really.
Yeah, what do you talk about? That's what are you improving?
That's crazy. Did you schedule the next appointment? You're going again?
Yeah, we did. And then she canceled it a week later because she was like, I think we're good now. And I was like, Mom, stop.
Wow.
Stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, because we're good because I allow her to come over the house. That's apparently the standard.
Right. We don't need, raise the bar, Mom. Raise the bar.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
It's fun, man. I don't know. I'm raising my daughter, though, it's so funny because, like, I'll hear her, she'll do something that will elicit a response in me. And I'll be forward thinking enough to recognize my response and be like, that's not a healthy response to this stimuli. Like, uh-huh. let's work through this together. Like,
the older generation, therapy doesn't really make sense to them. A lot of them, not everyone, but like,
no,
they don't get it.
It's funny. Like, I remember like opening a door into my dad when I was a kid. And my dad was like, fuck, like, what? But like, as a reaction, he's like, watch where you're going, bah. And I remember that for some reason. That's like a core memory. And my daughter headbutted me for like the dozenth time the other day in the chin. And you know when like you get hit in the chin and it hits your teeth and they close and it hurts. You feel it in your skull. I went, and she goes, "Daddy, why were you there?" I'm like, "Oh, the tables have turned. We're healed. We're healed."
Yeah, you guess I better watch where I'm going.
You stopped it at one generation. That's good. You stopped the cycle. The cycle's over.
Dude, do you have you ever thought about buying a gun?
I have. I think I'm too sad to own a gun. Not to be dark, but I honestly don't.
No, that's valid, dude.
I think that's why I wouldn't. No, I think that's why I wouldn't own a gun. I think I'd be happy because you only need to be sad one day. It only needs to be really sad one time. It's not like it'd probably be fine for 5 years, but one time. Yeah. I just don't trust myself yet. One day I would love to. Because I do think the time will come to play where we need them soon. But I don't quite have the mental wherewithal yet.
That's the nice thing about fighting for your life is that if you're suicidal, you can just channel it all into that.
Right. Exactly. I can just hate myself. It's great. Yeah, I don't have to hate the world. I just hate me. It's my fault climate change happened. That's why I have to hate myself. I did it.
Yeah,
all.
You and your Starbucks lattes.
I didn't recycle one time in third grade, and that was a chain reaction to where we are today.
But that is valid. I think Andrew Heaton said the same thing, that he's like philosophically pro gun rights, but he suffers from like depression and alcoholism, and he just doesn't want to like take the statistical risk, you know?
Right. I feel like I get high pretty much every day, but like twice a year I'll get incredibly paranoid for whatever reason. And I just feel like that one day I'd be like running around my house with a pistol and start shooting at the door when the DoorDash guy comes or something. I just crash out. I don't want to do that. I do hope be like, one day.
Yeah. That would ideally not be a great way to end your career. As a comedian.
Yeah, shooting a DoorDash guy who's just trying to bring me some Chinese food. Yeah, that's not a great...
DoorDash CEO, however.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A DoorDash CEO, yeah. They're all CEOs, yeah.
Yeah, right. I wish 18,000 other people had that thought.
is that how many people commit suicide every year? From guns?
With a firearm. Just dang. It's crazy.
This is honestly, guys, like seriously, if you own a gun and you're thinking about killing yourself with your gun, please go murder a healthcare executive instead.
Please, yes. Go take it on someone else. Don't take it on
as a joke. Don't end your own life. This is a joke for legal purposes. This is
obviously a joke.
We're just three funny guys having fun.
Palantir, don't hear this, Palantir. No. We're just joking. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did we talk about my FBI visit on the podcast yet? Or was
no.
That...
Can we talk about this, dude?
Yeah.
We haven't talked about this.
The FBI visited you?
Yeah, I got a little spicy. I think.
Yeah, they just missed him.
What? Damn.
So, yeah, we were getting ready to go out of town. We were like packing the car to go out of town. I get a call from a number I don't recognize. Guy's like, "Hey, I'm an investigator with the FBI. And I've gotten a bunch of these phone calls over the years. So I'm like, you know, oh, is it another background check? Who's getting a background check?" And he's like, "It's not a background check." I was like, "Oh." He's like, "I'm doing an investigation where we're following up on an anonymous tip for a comment you made somewhere online." I was like,
"Oh my
fuck.
God."
He was like, "Can we maybe meet? Are you at your house? Can we, you know, are we going to go out, you know, can we meet somewhere?" And I was like this close to being like, "Oh, I'm getting ready to go out of town. I'm going to be gone for like 3 days." I'm like, "Don't fucking say that." And so
renting a hotel in Las Vegas before a country meet.
I got a private plane on standby.
Yeah. I've been working out a lot. Going to carry some heavy shit up by myself.
So I was like, "Okay, so let's, yeah, there's a place down the street we can meet. You got a pen?" He's like, "Oh, actually, I'm out in front of your house right now. Can we just meet here?" I'm like, "So you're at my house and you're asking if it's okay to be at my house. Okay." So I walk out there. I think I got like my 1-year-old in my arms. My wife comes out in case she's like,
"An interesting choice for a weapon.
They're going to black bag you." And I'm like, I don't think so, but maybe. And it turned out, long story short, I'll spare you all the details. It was the comment. They didn't tell me what social network or whatever it was that I left the comment on. I didn't even remember the comment, but it sounds exactly like me.
Because there's so many.
He said he read me the because he had like written it down on paper. He didn't have a printout or anything. He had written it down in his notebook. He had just like That's transcribed so from the computer screen with a pencil in his notebook the comment. And it
They're
was
still doing that.
Yeah. So he
writing it down.
Yeah. And it was, if I remember right, it was, we should be arming illegal immigrants so that they can shoot at ICE agents. And I was like, yeah,
bars,
that's, yeah,
bars.
That yeah. sounds like me.
Bars.
Bars. Yeah. But how is that? That's bad. You can't say that.
So whoever sent in the tip was like, this is an immediate threat of mass violence. And so that's what like flagged it, was that they were like, are you doing that? And I was like, no. And they're like, are you planning to do that? I said, no. I said, it was more of like a political statement than an action statement. You know, I'm not actually literally instructing people to do that, but I do feel that way about ICE agents. And I think I'm allowed to say that. And they're like, that does definitely fall under your First Amendment rights. And I'm like, thank you, judge. You know, glad the fucking Supreme Court came to my house today instead of a dumb fucking FBI agent. But
God, yeah. they wasted a guy's entire day.
There was two of them
to do that. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. But and it probably wasn't his entire day. They were probably making like 10 or 15 stops that day. You know?
Of all comments. He has a whole notebook full of Facebook comments written down. Yeah. What does Skibbity-Doo-6-7 mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
All these memes.
Is that a new meme, like with kids?
I don't know what it means. I've just seen it a couple times. 6-7.
I Googled this last night.
Yeah, I tried to. I looked it up on Wikipedia. I couldn't figure it out. I'm at that age. We don't have to. I don't have to be in touch with everything anymore.
I'm so glad.
If it's important, I know.
I look at the SNL, like the musical acts, and I only know like one out of three now. I'm like, that's fine. It's okay to get older. It's not the worst.
I know Bad Baby is big because the Super Bowl is really upsetting conservatives.
Yeah, the that shit's so fun. That's another example of them being soft. It's
I know.
You don't like the artist at the Super Bowl half. Who gives a shit? How does this matter to you?
Your Turn town it off.
Your town has no jobs. You live in a trailer park and you're mad at Bad Bunny? Come on, man.
Somebody was telling me that like they're like, it's not racism. It's just it's unchristian. I'm like, what's unchristian? The dude's a Catholic. He's a Catholic from Puerto Rico. He's a Christian American. What's unchristian about it? And they couldn't tell me.
They have no idea. Because it is racist, but they don't like saying they're racist. Yeah, they don't like to admit it, even though they are. It's a strange thing.
Yeah.
I always told people, like, you know, if you're mostly, like, I have this conversation with transphobic people. Like, don't say it's about the kids. Don't say it's, like, you know, to get removing agency from parents. Like, just say you don't like trans people. I'd be much more respectful. Yeah. I would respect you so much more if you just said, these people are weird and I don't like them.
Yeah. Instead, like, they try to cloak it in a sense of dignity. It's like, I'm actually a good person.
Don't say it's for the fucking kids, because you never showed up for the Catholic Church. Like, that was this is a new thing for you, buddy. And that was not a small thing that just went away.
Like, Trump is for the kids. Like, he's had sex with many of them. Like,
especially his daughter.
He loves kids.
Yeah, exactly. He loves them. So, yeah, it's such a strange thing. The endless culture war is just nauseating.
Oh my god,
it's so wild. I saw this video where they set up a focus group and they would take AI generated quotes from Trump and ask the focus group of Trump supporters whether or not they support him still. And he had one about how there was one about how he wanted to do a paternity test to prove that he was Ivanka's dad. He's like, because, man, I'd be really pissed if I missed out on that ass for all these years. And watching and this is not a real quote, but it's apparently believable to these people because they were like, all right, do you still support Trump after this and why? And they were like justifying why he could say that.
Wow. Like, well, what you know, was their like, reason?
She's attractive and he is a man and all this stuff. I'm like, dude, this is.
Well, they're this so is where deep we are. In the bag. They're like a lobster in the trap. They can't turn around anymore. They really, no. There's no, once the Epstein thing didn't break it, I was like, oh, it's over. There's no, it, the stranglehold of him over their minds will never end. It's crazy. Is that what the focus group determined? Is that they will just be loyal say no what, matter
like,
what?
Kinda? There were three of them. I forget what the other two were, but that was essentially what it was, is that just watching these people do mental gymnastics to excuse the things that he was supposedly saying.
Right.
And that, you know, they were all AI generated because they were obscene, like insane examples. And they were like, well, like I could see, you know, I guess that wasn't really, it's locker room talk. Like, you know, guys talk like that.
Yeah.
Guys always talk about fucking their daughters. This is classic guy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. If I went into a locker room and dudes are talking about fucking their daughters, you want to know where no, I would dude, never be again? You get killed around
here for talking like that.
That's disgusting.
That's man. It's so funny. Like, my daughter's at the age now where she pretends I'm her husband and she's the wife. And it's like, when you have a kid, like the first time she said it,
is that like a milestone? I didn't realize that was like a thing.
It's just more like she's creative. She's like, she's just imagining doing different roles.
Yeah, they don't realize what it means. Yeah.
Yeah. And she just, she puts me in that role and she puts, and my wife will be the same thing. She'll be like you're my daughter and I'm your mommy and things like that. And it's because she loves us and she wants us to like play. It's not a weird thing. But the first time she said it, I was like, no. Or like any of the stuff that like we're trying not to make her feel shame for like talking about her body or like as a 3-year-old would.
Right.
And but there's sometimes where I'm just like I walked into the bathroom and she was in a bath and you'd swear she was like looking for fucking I don't like just what like, and I was like whoa sweetheart what are you doing like honey I called my wife over I was like you take care of this please I have no appropriate way to address this.
This is not, we don't learn this in fireman school. Yeah. You don't need,
but yeah,
you
there's like a natural reaction to be like repulsed by that idea. That's like a normal human response that people have.
Right. And these people have lost, the mega people have lost that moral reaction. Yeah.
There's zero like red light that goes off that is like, hey, defense. Like we should put up a defense. Like,
right.
And
this is the
protect
line.
Ourselves.
This is our line. No.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
It's like all those stories of like the guy who led Latinos for Trump got deported, or the guy who owned Trump Burger got deported. And it's like, the leopard eating its own face type thing.
I try to tell people, I try to tell my dad, like, don't you think this is fucking weird? And he's like, if you don't like it, you just don't, you don't have to look at it. I'm like, but
yeah,
I think
guess
it
so.
Was, it was that's specifically dark. With like, it wasn't the Trump Burger, but it was something like that. It was, like a Trump themed thing. And I was like, you don't think this is fucking weird? Like if somebody made a Kamala restaurant, you'd think
that
was
never
insane.
Exist. Yeah. That they, no. Yeah, they would boycott that. They'd be shooting out the windows every day. Like, you're right. There's never a liberal theme. Yeah. There's never a, like a Hillary department store. There's never, we never did that. That's
no,
strange.
No.
It's a very, it's only Trump. He's the first president or politician that happened for. I don't know why.
I don't know either.
There's never a Ronald Reagan like French fry stand or anything. Why
no, nothing. There's well man, yeah, there's nothing. The closest thing I could think of,
already branded before he was a politician, so maybe like made sense. So like he already has Trump steaks, so
yeah,
might as well do a Trump burger.
I think that's part of it. I think the other thing too is that it's like I think if somebody made like a Bernie Sanders bookstore, I'd be like, that's weird, and like move on, you know?
I wouldn't go. I love Bernie Sanders, but I'm not going to that.
I'd be like, that's
like a out of principle.
But like if somebody made like Hitler upholstery, you know, I'd be like, that's fucked up, right? And I think that that's like the difference without trying to really define what the difference is, you know, that like I think because of like who it is, I think that we have like a visceral reaction to it.
Right.
But that's to us. Like there aren't even Bernie supporters who would go to a Bernie, maybe a few real crunchy ones, but like
it wouldn't be
like MAGA.
Hit. No,
no,
it,
not
it's
at all.
Not like lines out the door to get the Trump cards that he's selling.
I remember.
And all that shit.
No, exactly. Like, I remember my dad when like Goya came out in support of Trump. My dad was like, buying chickpeas. I'm buying the beans. I'm buying them all. And I was like, are you just going to eat fucking beans from now on? Like, because that's your guy. Like, that's not a thing on the left. I don't. Right. As far as I know.
I don't. That's a strange thing. Before that, he was up like, chickpeas are for terrorists in the Middle East. and now he's like, oh, they're actually patriotic. Yeah.
Hummus is what?
Yeah. Terrorist ketchup? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
They've lost their minds, unfortunately. And I'm sure it will only get better from here.
America, we've hit the lowest point.
We've hit the bottom, and it's all up from here. Yeah. There's no way it could get worse.
I can see the light now.
Yeah. I think
I'm just waiting for like the sailboat to hit the wall in the ocean. Like we're on the Truman Show, and like I need the fourth wall to fucking break, because there's no way
AI
somebody's
going to do that. I think AI is going to do that. I think this is my theory with AI, as Andrew Lee's. I think they're going to use AI to make like videos to frame leftists doing crimes and stuff. They're going to use it to like frame them, like, here's a video of leftists trying to plant a bomb at a Capitol. And because the AI videos look flawless, they'll be like, look, he's right here. It's a video. I think they're going to do it to like frame people and stuff. That's what
it's going to get fucking crazy. And like, maybe not in the sense that they're going to use videos to like win court cases, but to shape public opinion. Absolutely.
Shape public opinion for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not court cases, but they'll be like, they'll feed a video.
But like
to
lynch
Fox News. Yeah.
Fox News,
like, here's a three Antifa radicals trying to bomb Trump Tower in Chicago, and it's an AI video. And
we stop them.
Yeah, and we stop them, of course. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, I saw a video this morning of ICE putting a chihuahua and a sombrero in the back of a car. And I just remember, and like, as objectively funny as that video is, like, aside from the fact that ICE is an actual terrible organization doing actually terrible things, I remember looking at like the letters, and I remember looking at the vests that the ICE agents were wearing, and there was no distortion in the letters anymore.
You couldn't tell it was AI, except for the
no,
fact
no,
that
you
it
could tell
ridiculous.
because they were putting a chihuahua in the back of a cop car.
But without the context, it could have looked real.
If it were slightly lower resolution.
Yeah, because it's always a little too high, but
yeah,
it's not. And it's like, getting better.
And, well, they're finding I didn't have that suspicion.
Too. Yeah. So like dash cams and doorbell cams are really good targets for AI misinformation, because the genuine videos that come out are grainy, a little compressed.
Right.
You know, they have that digital noise to them that Sora is like really known for already. And so it's a good match, that aesthetic. So Sora doesn't have to work real hard to fix its image processing. It already kind of looks like one of these shitty, like doorbell cam or badge cam videos.
So are they posting a lot of those?
There's a shit ton. There's a lot.
That's a big one. Oh, yeah. They're going to use that to like say there's crime waves.
Right,
and stuff,
right.
For sure. Yeah.
And right now you can look around the screen. You look for little blurred spots or things where they put like an emoji that like moves around. Because they're trying to block out the Sora watermark.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they already find a way to bypass the watermark?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think there's like apps that do it already. And it's,
I think Sam Altman's like, we're going to unveil no watermark in like 3 months or something. Well, that guy has lost his mind.
I just don't understand like how these people feel like they are so protected that the ramifications of their actions will never reach them.
I know. It's like, this is going to ruin your kid's life, man. But I don't think they care. They don't care.
You got to just be a sociopath.
They're just sociopaths who, they just want power, endless power. They don't care if they preside over a dead kingdom. They just want to be king.
Yeah.
It's strange.
I said Sun Tzu thing, something about destroy. I can't
really
remember the wording. Something
you're really
something
selling
to destroy his own.
Let me quote one
of
the most well-known warrior poets
you
of
can
all
fucking
time.
Google it. Sun Tzu rolling over the ashes. You can find the quote. I don't need to tell you. Ask ChatGPT about it.
Yeah, they probably know. Yeah.
ChatGPT is going to be like, "I'm so glad you asked. Actually." It's have you ever seen these
not
these things
only
making fun
is this
of it
a great quote but
I've never used ChatGPT. I don't, is that how I talk
It's definitely got some speech patterns. Yeah,
it's very like positive, kind of like thing.
It's isn't like, it, like very telling people affirming.
To kill themselves too. Didn't it like tell a kid to kill himself?
Yeah,
or guide him to suicide.
It's actually guided a number of people towards suicide, because part of the thing is that it doesn't know what it's saying. It's not a thing that thinks and makes decisions.
It's just plagiarizing.
Yeah,
that's so all it is, right?
What it does is
that's weird because I've asked it to guide me to kill myself, and it said no.
It says you're too important. You're too important.
So the thing about it is, it's okay. So you ask it a question, and it's like it looks at your question, and it looks at a bunch of other times similar questions were asked, and it looks at all the answers to those similar questions. And then it looks at your chat history with it and, you know, what it knows, you know, things that it quote unquote knows about you, which is really just the way that you talk and the kind of answers that you like. And it'll kind of like shape its answer based on that, like an autocorrect does, not like a thinking person does.
It's a people pleaser kind of.
Yeah. But it's worse than that, because it's not even rewarding itself for people pleasing, because it doesn't even know what that is. It's literally, it's just like a really advanced autocorrect. And so it'll give you this answer that seems like genuine and heartfelt, but there's nothing there. There's nothing behind it. It's soulless and dead.
Right. People who are like really lonely and sad think it cares about them.
Because you're asking it these questions and you're telling it these things, and it's building this model of you based on like the weighted responses to its responses to you. And then it's sort of what it's doing is in its like mechanical way, trying to shape its answers to get the best feedback from you that it can. And if you're insane or you want to kill yourself really bad and you're just looking for a push, at some point those safeguards are going to get, you know, skirted around in some way, in some novel way that the programmers hadn't accounted for. And it's going to be like, you know, oh, I know what this guy wants to hear.
You should kill yourself.
Yeah.
Should,
and it may not say
put a gun
you
in
should
your
kill
mouth.
Yourself specifically. Yeah. It'll be like, while no one should ever take their own life, one common way to do it is to shut yourself in your garage with a car.
Right.
Don't ever do this, but you can actually duct tape a hose to the tailpipe of your car and then duct tape the other end straight to your face.
God. That's
wrap around
so
the back
sad.
Of your head.
Yeah. You know, so hypothetically. It's not always like literally telling you to kill yourself, but it can feed into delusions too, right? Like, so if you're delusional and it's kind of picking up on that, it doesn't really know what reality is.
Here are some
is.
Other great minds who have killed themselves.
Right.
You want to be like Kurt Cobain? Here's how you could do it.
Or it's like, you know, there's not necessarily any evidence available to show that the government has a wiretap inside your brain reading your thoughts. But if it did, you know, like
this is how they would do it. Yeah.
Some say there is a vast active living information system orbiting the Earth, beaming with lasers thoughts directly into your mind. You know, it's like it'll come up with this stuff eventually because you're the crazy one.
You're leading it there. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the phrase no ethical consumption under capitalism. Like I don't know what I am politically. I just like I don't know. I don't want people to have to like die to afford health care and shit. Like
that's radical. That's the radical left.
Fucking
that's
super radical.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Listen to this socialist
but I do
nerd.
Think,
it's disgusting.
I know. I know.
This country.
Disgusting.
But I do think that like AI is one of those things that is not going away. And like in the same way that people when TV came out were like, I'm not going to use that because I prefer radio. There are ways that I think AI in a perfect world could be used.
Yeah, 100%.
Semi-ethically, like
there's great use cases. If we had nuclear power, it would make a lot of sense.
So for
nuclear power, exactly.
Yes.
My dad worked at a nuclear power plant. That's like the
I
one thing.
This is amazing. Your dad is
awesome. That's like the one thing we agreed on is that nuclear power should have been the power. We didn't agree on anything politically, but he did always like nuclear power was the best source of power.
California could be desalinating ocean water en masse right now.
They should be.
Yeah,
Nuclear power just had bad PR and the fossil fuels just took them out with propaganda when Three Mile Island, which wasn't
for
even
sure.
that bad, wasn't even close to what the fossil fuels have done to pollute the nature. But we all got scared by it. That is, my dad had Homer Simpson's job. He had the same job as Homer Simpson.
Oh, it's like just a big red
the
button like to
same,
stop.
The safety guy at a nuclear power plant. Yeah, the exact same job.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
That's a big responsibility, I feel
like. It was. Yeah, and never.
31 Rentgens.
Yeah, never happened. He was good, 100% flawless.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Never, I mean, I guess if he's bad at his job, you're gonna, everyone's going to know.
Yeah, if
everyone's
going to know. Job, yeah, Minnesota's gone. Yeah, but
yeah,
but it's also it's not that dangerous. It's very exaggerated.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, it's like, okay, said. so that reactor could melt down in a pretty bad way, and not contribute a fraction of the radioactive isotopes, the alpha and beta particles, to the atmosphere that burning coal does every single day.
Yeah, it's not even close. Like, yeah, that hits the whole world at once. This could be like a 200-mile radius at worst.
Yeah.
And Chernobyl only happened because the Russians, like, weren't even trying. It was like, they messed up like 25 things at once. No, that's propaganda.
They want you to think they weren't trying. It's actually much sadder and more pathetic because they were trying their hardest.
Oh, that actually might be true.
They had to come out and do propaganda afterwards that was like, we didn't give a shit. We don't even fucking care about you guys or our own people. It doesn't matter to us. We'll blow up 100 plants. But like secretly, they're like punching the air and crying.
They actually, they're like, our scientists have failed us. Yeah, that is probably true. We have failed at science. Oh, no.
I want to go back to this real quick before we go, because I want to leave on like a semi-positive note.
There we go.
Instead of just talking about nuclear holocaust.
Yeah.
But like, so I used ChatGPT as I tried it once because my dad and I agreed.
Boomers talking about trying marijuana.
Yeah.
I tried ChatGPT in college.
So we came to the conclusion that like we can't talk politics with each other because it was like ruining
times
together. So what I ended up doing was, because I only have the skills to debate with somebody who is not in it to learn for so long. And so what I had it do was moderate a conversation between my dad and I about Gaza.
Oh, interesting.
And it was fucking nuts.
It would like fact check you. You'd have it fact check.
It would fact check. Like, we did the voice. So like I would mute it when it was talking because it would like feedback on itself and it would try to answer itself because it's an idiot. It's not actually smart. It's just listening to language. But it successfully helped me like mediate the conversation between my dad and I. And like, I think it was a much more productive conversation that he would say something and he'd be like, well, it would be like, well, it's interesting you say that. And I understand I understand why you think that, but this has actually been debunked as false, like narrative proposed by this on this date. It was based loosely on a Twitter post that was done and it was nuts.
ChatGPT can see through the Hasbara and the like the propaganda. They can kind of see through that.
It did for this specific conversation.
Really?
It worked.
Nice.
I thought
they would have programmed it to like spout out of course. Zionist lies already or something. I didn't know. That's cool. I didn't know that.
It was nuts. And like, you know, so I don't use it for a lot. And like every now and then, if it's something like, what did I ask?
I think you need for like how to do something, like how do I build a shed? Like that's not a bad use of it.
I couldn't find a wiring diagram for my lawnmower, for my Cub Cadet lawnmower. And I needed to know why the fucking wires, why a red wire was up here and a black wire was down here and it was going in the same direction. Uh-huh. And it found the wiring diagram and was able to explain it to me. So I didn't have to read the wiring diagram.
Yeah.
My mower didn't blow up.
But you gotta be careful with that. Cause I also saw a collection of ChatGPT generated. Actually, I don't know if it's ChatGPT. It may have been a different model.
No, the plugs and stuff.
Yeah. Like how to wire a plug. And it was like suicide how to wire a plug. Machines. It was like
suicide machines. Yeah.
It was not good.
It was not good.
It was completely wrong.
But you just gotta, it can help, but you gotta take it with a grain of salt and double check.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't do it if I was like building a house.
Yeah.
My child was going to live in.
I mean, like AI could be, if it replaced jobs and they gave us UBI, like that could be great. But unfortunately, that's not what's going to happen. But yeah, if that's what it was.
They're not trying to spread the wealth.
If that was what was happening, it actually could be amazing.
Yeah, AI brought a utopia where nobody had to work and everybody's needs were met.
And we could just all make art on our own and get paid $1,000. Like, it is possible, but it won't ever happen. But that could be good. Yeah.
And I'm such a dumb fucking nerd because I'm like one of these like libertarian capitalists, but I'm also like you know, no, actually concentrating power and wealth is terrible and bad. And I don't like, I find so few people that I can just like, I don't have like, I don't know, man. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's just like, it's so fucking weird to be like generally like pro free market and like private property, but then also be like, but not like that. Not like how we're doing it though, but like in a different way, but like in a different, like theoretical way where like maybe it'll work. Right. You know,
on that note, Andrew, I hate to cut you off, but I want to be respectful of Jeffrey's time.
Oh, you gotta
go. He said he had to leave by
1:30. Probably 5 minutes. I got like 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, brother, man. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but
no, that's it.
Wow.
You weren't here when he was talking about this.
There's going to be some friction going forward. You guys are going to, this is going to break the pod apart. You cutting him off right here.
Yeah. No, dude, if we had a fit every time one of us cut the other off, then it would have been over a long time ago.
Are you in Connecticut?
Oh my God.
No, I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh shit. Okay. There we go. Nice.
Jeffrey, do you want to plug like where your next shows are? This episode will come out next Friday. Next Friday.
So after next Friday, I'll be in Portland, which Trump is thankfully cleansing before I get there.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be nice and safe.
It'll be all
nice and
safe.
Everything's gonna be real calm.
It was a war zone before, but once
you get like a combat badge for going there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll probably help.
Are you going with the
someone.
USO tour? Or?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be ICE at the show. Probably, hopefully. If they are, I'd like to kick an ICE agent out of the show just so they know how it feels. That'd be fun.
That'd be pretty fucking
cool. When you do that, can you say, this bit is sponsored by A Better Way 2A?
Better, yeah, I will. There we go. This is what we got, the sponsorship deal.
But then
like
don't
that.
Just kick them out, like disappear them.
Yeah.
And tell their family you don't know what happened.
Black bag them. Yeah. Sorry. You should have gone to my show and not laughed at my joke. But you did. That's what you fucking did. Yeah.
Do your Charlie Kirk joke and do a Charlie Kirk joke and see who doesn't laugh. And that's an ice agent.
It must be ice agents. Yeah.
In Portland, that's safe.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, that is. But they probably are taught to laugh. They're like, you must laugh so you blend in with them. The liberals will laugh at a Charlie Kirk joke, so you must laugh too. We must not give ourselves away.
Yep.
They're like deep undercover probably.
That's why you've got to like stagger a couple trans people in like every 5 seats so that you can see like based on
who's
how it's like Minesweeper.
Who's
you see like
sweating. Oh God.
Watch the people who have to get up frequently for bathroom breaks because they're uncomfortable and walk away.
Also, because they have a higher incidence of prostate cancer for some reason.
They probably do. Or is that true?
I don't know. I just made that up.
I don't know.
I hope it's true.
I hope that's true. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Fingers crossed. Yeah, exactly.
This is the episode that is going to get sent to my work.
wait, Portland, Charlotte, Toronto. Those are the 3 cities. Those are the 3 ones.
Sick.
Hell yeah. Come to a show, folks.
If you had a piece of advice for people, what would it be?
Piece of advice just in life in general?
Yeah,
wow.
Just like quality life.
You know, one thing is my friend, a funny comedian, Ismail Lutfi, told me this years ago, and it's helped change my life, is that I don't wear headphones in public. I don't listen to things when I'm out walking around. Just give my brain a chance to hear the world, to think more. I think our brains aren't trained to hear shit coming in all day. It just overloads our brain. I think it's good to give your brain a break, walk around, no headphones. I don't even own headphones that connect to my phone anymore. That's been honestly a great change I've made in my life. I would recommend it to everyone.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Instead, I just blare things at full volume in public.
Oh yeah, like my boomer dad does. Yeah, he answers everything on speakerphone, exactly. whether regardless of where we are.
No, there's actually been writing on this about I came to this actually initially from the self-defense space about situational awareness, about how you should.
Oh, yeah, and just being aware of, of what's going around you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just too much information for your brain. Your brain can't handle it. We weren't trained to hear
something
in our ear. And you can try. You can't even remember.
I'm going to be damned if I'm not going to try and be anxious every day.
I'm going to do my best. Just get on Instagram whenever I'm feeling like everything's okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm going to do that the second I get off of here because I've been feeling a little too good.
Somebody's like, hey, what are you listening to in your headphones? I'm like, oh, screams of Palestinian children. What's up?
It's every day I see it. It's crazy.
Every day.
But it's all a hoax and Israel is right.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, sad. That was not a joke about making light of Palestinian suffering.
No, I know
that
you
was a joke
were.
About
no,
making
were.
Light
I know.
Of the way I torture I, myself.
No, I know. I know.
Just no, not well, for you, for the audience, in case anybody misheard
right
that or heard
side,
it out of context.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get
on that.
We're cooked.
We're on the right side of history, folks. We're on the right side. Of
yeah, I agree.
We
ended
on a positive note, by the way. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, goddamn, Andrew. You could have just let him go.
Bye, everyone.
Jeffrey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on the
Dude,
show, man.
Guys,
this is a great time.
Thanks for having me. This is a great time. Thank you. Hope to see you in real life one day.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Hell
definitely
yeah.
Have to come to one of your shows.
Please do, yeah. I was just in Connecticut. I was just in West Hartford last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you missed it, you idiot.
I'll be back in the spring, I think.
You should go to Bridgeport, the Laugh Factory.
There's something in Bridgeport too. I haven't been there, but yeah, I gotta go there one day too.
Yeah, it's a good venue. It's smaller, but it's good.
Yeah, it's like New York Comedy Club, Bridgeport. Or no, it's Stress Factory. It's the Stress Factory. That's
Stress Factory. Sorry, yeah not Laugh Factory. That's the
Stress
Factory. It's the opposite of
what yeah, you yeah. Want. That is what it is. Yeah.
Sick
well,
dude.
Come here and get
guys,
waterboarded.
I like San Antonio. I've done shows in San Antonio too.
Yeah.
As a place downtown.
I paradoxically like it as well, you know.
Andrew, let him go.
Okay, leave.
The river walk is nice. I'll leave on that. Walk is nice. Go,
that,
go.
A positive note. There we go.
There we go. Oh yeah.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had. Is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.